This is the Game Act Hotline for June 11th, 2006, episode 38.
You hear that? That is the sound of inevitability. It is the sound of
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you could be here today. My name is Luke. Well, a lot of things to tell you guys that happened this week. First off, I got in an accident. Oh, well. Also, I want to go ahead and tell you guys that I'm okay. But also that we'll be having a live show next Saturday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's right. It's going to be a two-hour show. I'm going to have a stream, an online internet stream, so you guys can listen to it live. I also going to have the help of B.A. Penguin. He's going to actually let me use the Evil Avatar chat room that he has that people go to listen to the Evil Avatar radio show. So if you guys want to chat it up, I'm going to go ahead and I'll have all the information on my website. Also, if you didn't know, I have a Frapper map and forums. So if you want to go ahead and go to the website at gameaddicthotline.com, you can go ahead and go to the bottom right and see the Frapper map, and you can go ahead and put yourself in. And on the top, I have a forums link, so you can go to our forums. It's pretty small, but you can go ahead and go there and try it out. I also have two videos that I'll put up. I have one that has WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 meets Super Mario Brothers Brawl. That one was actually pretty fun. It's been all over the internet, so you probably have already seen it. And also, a friend of mine gave me a Japanese singer, and he has a really cool song and a video, so I go ahead and I'll post that up. But that's going to be it for site news. Let's go ahead and get into our video game news. Our first story, FTC releases punishment for hot coffee. Remember how hackers got into the code of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and found a secret sex minigame that was taken out of the final game? Well, the Federal Trade Commission remembered that, and this week gave their punishment to Take-Two Interactive over the event. In the AP story, FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection director Lydia Parnes gave Take-Two a stern warning and told the company that if they do not notify consumers about racy content on future games, and if they misrepresent the rating or content descriptions, that they will face an $11,000 fine for each game sold. GameSpot reports that fine would have cost $80 billion to Take-Two Interactive if the FTC had ruled against them using the amount of GTA San Andreas games that were sold during the event. Our next news story, Wii Virtual Games will be under $10. Nintendo continues to make news by announcing that new Virtual Console games will be sold for 500 to 1,000 yen. These prices will equate to about $4.50 to $8.99 and will be comparable to the games being sold on the Xbox 360 marketplace. This news does not include retro games being released, but does help gamers know what to expect in pricing for classic games such as Super Mario Bros., Sonic the Hedgehog, and other games. Famitsu, who reported the news, also stated that Iwata talked about the always-on feature of the Wii will include Nintendo DS demos being downloaded onto the Wii so that you can download them to your DS for playing. Iwata stressed that there will be a close use of the Wii with the DS in the future. Our next news story, Vietnam comes down on online gamers. Vietnam is next in the list of countries who are trying to stop the growth of gaming addiction by setting limits on gameplay this week. The Ministries of Culture and Information and of Public Security unveiled last Thursday a plan to hamper the 2 million online game players by enforcing a drop in points and levels gained after 3 hours of gameplay, and giving out no new points and levels after a player plays for more than 5 hours. They also enforced web cafes to a strict opening and closing time, having the game cafes at least 200 meters from the schools, and making kids under the age of 14 be accompanied by an adult to enter the building. Our final news story, help now offered for the game addict. An Amsterdam-based detox clinic named Smith & Jones Wild Horses Center will be treating game addiction this July for people who are, in their words, neglected family, romance, school, and jobs, not to mention their basic needs such as food and personal hygiene, all for a video or computer game. The center already states that they have helped over 20 people with gaming addiction, and will be looking to help more this summer. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our most anticipated games from Gamefly.com. Number 5, X-Men, the official game for the Xbox 360. Coming in at number 4, Prey for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Rockstar Games Presents Table Tennis for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories for the PlayStation 2. And our number one top anticipated game from Gamefly.com, Hitman Blood Money for the Xbox 360. Alright, let's look at top games in Japan. Number 5, World Soccer winning 11-10 for the PS2. Number 4, Metroid Prime Hunters for the DS. Number 3, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju no Naokiteru Otana DS Training, or in English, Brain Age, Train Your Brains in Minutes a Day, for the DS. Number 2, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Motto Naokiteru Otana DS, otherwise known as Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day 2, for the DS. And the number one top game in Japan, selling over 1 million units since its release, New Super Mario Bros. For the DS. Okay, let's look at top games in the UK. Number 5, X-Men, the official game by Activision. Number 4, Pro Evolution Soccer 5 by Konami. Number 3 is Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. Number 2, FIFA World Cup Germany 2006 by EA Sports. And our number one top game in the UK this week is Hitman Blood Money by Eidos Interactive. Okay, let's look at our game releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, MotoGP 2006 by THQ. For the PS2 and Xbox, Urban Chaos Riot Response by Eidos Interactive. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. For the PS2, Armed Core Last Raven by Agitech. Street Fighter Alpha Anthology by Capcom. MotoGP 4 by Namco. For the GameCube, Major League Baseball 2K6. By Take-Two Interactive. For the PSP, Metal Gear Solid Digital Comic by Konami. For the DS, Point Blank by Namco. Hardcore Pool by UFO Interactive. For the Game Boy Advance, Dragon Ball Advanced Adventure by Atari. Mega Man Battle Network 6, Cyber Beast Falzar and Mega Man Battle Network 6 Psy Beast Gregar by Capcom. For the PC, Rise and Fall Civilizations at War by Midway. And our top game for this week is Mega Man Anniversary Collection for the Game Boy Advance by Capcom. Okay, that's going to be the game news for this week. We'll go ahead and take a commercial break. When we get back, we'll go ahead and play some game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net. Get into your right field at Edmonds Community College, where opportunity awaits. Experience one-on-one attention from award-winning faculty and enjoy the first 2 years of college life at a price you can't afford. Choose from more than 30 programs in the arts and sciences, then transfer to a university for your bachelor's degree. Register now for fall quarter and hit a home run into your future at Edmonds Community College. Get started online at edcc.edu. That's edcc.edu.
And welcome back to the GAMEACT Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit them at www.edcc.edu. We also are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's look at our game trivia for this week. Our first category is buggy games. Number one. This classic Atari arcade game had you using a trackball and one button to shoot mushrooms and bugs as they came falling at you, and was the first arcade game made by a woman. Number two, this poor game was off of a Pixar movie where you play an ant trying to save the colony from the grasshoppers. And number three, this game series had bug-like creatures named Caterpie, Weedle, and Paris. Okay, our next category, games off TV cartoons. Number one, these games are off the Japanese show using collective cards such as Blue-Eyed White Dragon and Dark Magician. Number two, this game series let you play as Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, or Raphael. And our final question, this NES game was off of a cartoon with a group of planeteers who, when their powers combined, would call this pollution-fighting guy. Okay, let's go to our last category, Blizzard. Number one, this is Blizzard's only MMORPG game and is its biggest game with over 5 million people playing. Number two, this is the online gaming service where gamers go to play Blizzard games such as Diablo 2, StarCraft, and Warcraft 3 online against other players. And number three, this is where Blizzard's main offices are located. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our final question this week. Bungie has been pretty busy this week, saying that they are working on the single player and playing multiplayer for Halo 3 as we speak. But Bungie also made news by announcing another milestone for Halo 2 this week. You gamers have been pretty busy breaking a record for multiplayer games on Xbox Live played. My question this week for you is, this is the amount of matches that players have played since the release of Halo 2. Okay, let's go ahead and take a commercial break, let you guys think about those questions, and we'll come back with the answers. Remember, this is the GAMEACT Hotline.
Give a man an Atari game and he'll turn into a little boy. But don't worry, he'll be grown up enough to share it.
Have you played Atari today?
The Nintendo Entertainment System.
We can play on my Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yo, video game dude, talk to me!
Just about everyone in the 80s had an NES or a Game Boy.
And in the 90s, they had their Super NES and Nintendo 64.
Do you remember the NES?
We do, and we discuss it every week. What about Excitebike? You can create your own tracks.
That's true. And save them.
But I don't think it had a battery.
I don't know what kind of fuel cell hydrogen peroxide they use in there.
It runs off anal smells. As long as
it runs off the friction. It runs off the friction of the tectonic plates rubbing over each other in the Earth's crust.
Wow.
It uses kinetic energy to generate small amounts of electricity. The station
it takes the whole Earth.
Blaster master.
I own this game.
You're in like a little.
Well, you could turn it to a guy and you could turn it to a car, right?
Yeah, it was the gadget mobile. Go, go, gadget van!
But this had like a cannon blaster on it so you could shoot guys.
Why would you? That's the worst superpower ever. I could have my car turned into a van! So if you want a flashback to the golden age of gaming,
then you should check us out at RetroNintendo.com.
And on iTunes.
The Nintendo RetroCast.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and check out our game trivia for this week. Our first category was buggy games. Number one, this classic Atari arcade game had you using a trackball and one button to shoot mushrooms and bugs as they came falling at you, and was the first arcade game made by a woman. And the answer is, what is Centipede? And number two, this poor game was off of Pixar's movie, where you play an ant trying to save the colony from grasshoppers. And the answer is, what is A Bug's Life? And number three, this game series has bugs like creatures named Caterpie, Weedle, and Paris. And the answer is, what is Pokemon? Alright, let's go ahead and look at games off cartoons. Number one, these games are off the Japanese show using collective cards such as the Blue Eyes White Dragon and Dark Magician. And the answer is, what is Yu-Gi-Oh? Number two, this game series let you play as Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, or Raphael. And the answer is, what is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? And number three, this NES game off of a cartoon had you playing as a group of Planeteers who, when their powers combined, would call this pollution-fighting guy. And the answer is, what is Captain Planet? Alright, let's look at our final category, Blizzard. Number one, this Blizzard game is the only MMORPG game that they created and is the biggest game for them. They have over 5 billion people playing. And the answer is, what is World of Warcraft? Number two, this is the online gaming service where gamers go to play Blizzard games such as Diablo 2, StarCraft, and Warcraft 3. And the answer is, what is Battle.net? And number three, this is where Blizzard's main offices are located. And the answer is, what is Irvine, California? Okay, let's look at our final question this week. You know, Bungie's been making a lot of noise this week. They actually had a big news conference and a big PR report about how many games have been played online. And I asked you guys, how many games have been played online? And of course, the answer is, what is over 500 million games? That's half a billion games played on Xbox Live. But that's going to be it for this week. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, we actually have a blog posting that you can go ahead and comment on. Somebody last week commented on my Jeopardy-like questioning. So you guys can go ahead and check out that. It's at www.gameaddicthotline.com. We also have email. If you go ahead and email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, I'd love to see your comments, questions, or any trivia that you think is a good idea. Also, I have a phone number if you guys want to just call me. It's at 206-202-4367. Also, if you guys aren't subscribed to our podcast, you can go ahead and go to our website, and we have links to iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. And while you're over there, why don't you go ahead and go to Podcast Alley and vote for us, or become a friend with us at Podcast Pickle. But that's going to be it for this week. Next week, we'll be having our live 2-hour show. So, turn your video games back up and have a great week.